I guess I'm thinking that we cook it differently. We usually enjoy it okra fried, sliced and put meat on it and fried. So we didn't think of okra being in the soup, although it is.
Okay. If you left an apple around me, or the skin of an apple, it would dry up and the worms would get smaller. It would dry up and
shrink.
Okay. And this is a kind of leafy vegetable that comes in here.
Cabbage or lettuce.
Okay. And if you wanted to get beans out of the pods by hand, you'd say you had to
break the beans.
Okay, what about another word?
Oh, the beans.
Okay. And this is a large yellowish flat bean. It's the seeds, not the pod.
Butter bean.
Okay.
Lima.
Are they the, is there any difference between
them? I don't think so. I think butter bean and lima beans are the same.
Okay, what about the kind of beans that you eat the pod and all?
Pole beans, green beans, some people call them.
Okay. And you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of...
of greens. Common term for it is salad.
Okay. Is there any other greens that you eat besides turnips?
Mustard greens.
Collards. What about poke salad?
Pardon?
Poke salad?
Poke salad is good. Usually eat it in the spring when it's real tender.
Can you buy that at the store?
I've never seen any. People just go out and... I guess you have to cook it immediately. And people get it. I've never seen it at the store, but there might be. I don't believe they could keep it over any length of time. I think it would have to be sold immediately.
Yeah. Okay, if you had two bunches of lettuce, you'd say that you've got two
heads of lettuce.
Okay. Would you ever use the word heads, like, if you had, say, five children, would you ever say, I have five head of children? I mean, jokingly.
Well, somebody might. I don't think I've heard. They talk about five head of cattle, but I don't believe they do have children.
Okay. What about the word tassel? Like, say if you had seven children, would you say you had a tassel of children?
I've heard the expression, I have a whole tassel of children, or a tassel of the books, or anything that means several.
Okay. And talking about plants again, the outside of an ear of corn.
The husk.
Okay.
And sometimes called the shuck.
Okay. And corn that you eat right off the cob, what do you call that?
Roasting ears.
Okay. And the top of the corn stalk.
Tassel.
Okay. And the stringy stuff that in the corn that you have to pull off.
The silk.
Okay. And this is a large round fruit that grows on the ground, and you make a jack-o'-lantern out of it.
Pumpkin.
Okay. And something much smaller than a pumpkin, little yellow vegetable.
Squash.
Okay. And what kind of melons do you raise?
A watermelon. And cantaloupe.
Are there any different kinds of watermelon?
Yes, they have different names. I don't know the varieties because I don't know. But some of the melons are quite long in shape, oblong. Some are more round, and some are have a dark green, and some even have stripes on them. But I don't know, I wouldn't know the names for the variety.
Okay. This is something that grows up, especially after it rains. It's a small plant, and sort of umbrella shape.
Mushroom.
Okay. Can you eat mushrooms? Or is there?
If you know the right type of mushrooms to eat, you can. I wouldn't dare try to get a mushroom because I wouldn't know which would be poisonous and which would be used.
Is there any name for the poisonous one?
I don't know. Maybe.
You ever heard of frog stools or frog
stems? That's what